This is KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert. Here's an eclipse story for the books. On August 11, 1999, a total eclipse touched the tip of the United Kingdom at Cornwall. Oregonian author and countercultural icon Ken Kesey and his band of merry pranksters planned a festival to coincide with the solar event. They loaded their Technicolor bus on a ship, and 40 pranksters traveled across the pond to see what they could see.
Well, I'm Alan Trist. I live in Eugene, and I'm part of the old Grateful Dead network and friendly with Ken Kesey and the pranksters.
Trist was born in Scotland. Cornwall, England is part of his patrimony. He's a Cornish Celt. That August in 1999, Trist took his son Orion on a trip to jolly old England.
I discovered that Kesey and the pranksters and the bus were going to be over there at the same time and learned that they were going to do one of their shows on the Quest for Merlin tour in Cornwall at a most amazing theatrical site.
The Mannack Theatre was built in the 1930s. It's perched on a cliff high above the Celtic Sea. The amphitheater is perfect for performances of Shakespeare's Tempest or the Merry Pranksters' Search for the Legendary Merlin.
The old story in English circles is that Merlin will return at the end of the millennium or the end of some period and restore England to what it should be. Ken probably had the idea, well, let's go find Merlin and find out what his idea of restoration is.
And Kesey must have known that the Mannack Theatre was the best place to witness the eclipse.
It didn't go anywhere else in England, and it was mostly a sea event, but the path of totality, which has become quite a phrase these days, happened to graze Cornwall and go right over this theatre.
Once the pranksters navigated their bus through the narrow lanes of Cornwall and found the Mannack Theatre, they all pitched camp and waited. The eclipse would happen at 11 a.m.
To meet your friends in such a location at such a moment is a huge thing. I mean, just the awesomeness of watching this performance on the top of the cliffs as the sky darkened. And, you know, the birds became amazingly quiet. That was one of the things I noticed, that the raucous seagulls quietened down. If you're not looking at the sun, you're looking at what's happening around you. The pranksters' performance was right timed to be in the middle of this eclipse. So as everything went dark and mysterious, you certainly felt more Merlin-like or more in a Merlin-like situation that you did a few moments before.
Trist says the pranksters' performance was unstructured, as usual, but that, combined with the location and the celestial spectacle, made the total experience fascinating, and something Trist, his son, and the pranksters won't likely forget.
Just like the sun and the moon, I mean, that when you asked me to tell this story, the first thing I thought of was what really happened at that theater was a social reflection of what was happening in the sky, conjunction.
Monday, Trist will experience his second total solar eclipse, though he won't be traveling as far this time.
Well, I'll be somewhere east of the Oregon coast.
Enough in the path to
In see. The path, yeah, somewhere up there.
The eclipse touches down in Depot Bay at 9:04 a.m. on August 21st. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.